Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
The word of the Lord said this morning, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that will diligently seek Him. Let me read it again. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that will diligently seek Him. God wants us to diligently seek the Lord today and let Him have His wonderful way. And if we'll do that, God will do marvelous and great things within our midst. I preached unto you last Sunday a message and I'm not going to go into it a lot, but I preached unto you that Jesus was not, but He is, or He is, I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I preached that unto you, and the Lord anointed it and gave it unto you. But this morning I want to continue that message in a little different way. I want to preach unto you that not only did Jesus say that I am, but He said that I will. Amen. I want to preach unto you that that Jesus said I will. Amen. I will. I want you to listen to the Word of God today. But he that cometh unto me, the Bible said, he that cometh unto me, listen to it, he that cometh, the word cometh, is a very important word that we're going to be using in the Word of God here this morning. He that cometh unto me, oh, I want you to settle in on that just in a great way. Now, if we will, and I want you to listen to this, but if we will put away the sin that does so easily beset us, and to run the race that God has set before us, and become sanctified unto God, or become set apart unto God, and lay aside those things that does easily beset us, and as we are serving the Lord today, then God will be a God of I will. Amen. Not that I was, but that I am a God that I will today. And I want you to look at this as whatever that your need may be, spiritually, physically, financially, or maritally, or whatever it is, oppression, depression, the lack of faith, unbelief, or whatever it is within your life. I want you to look at this, that God said, I will, if we would believe. If we would give our heart unto God, if we would sanctify ourselves unto the Lord. Today, the word sanctification is hardly heard of anymore in the churches today, because it means being set apart to be used of God, of actually bringing our life unto the Lord Jesus and say, Father, here I am. I give myself unto you, and God, I want you to come in my life, and I want you to sanctify me. I want you to take out the impurities, the spiritual impurities out of my life. God, I want you to cleanse me, and I want you to replace those impurities with a sincere desire to have a deeper and a closer walk with God. And when you begin to pray that way, that God will become of a God, I will. That he said that I will, I will, I will, I will do it. If we begin to lay aside. Now, God cannot come into a life or into a church where there's impurities in that church or in the life of his people. God cannot move the way that he wants to move when there's doubt or when there's unbelief or whatever it is that is a hindrance unto the Lord. It has to be a sanctified, consecrated church that is solely and completely sold out to God. Now we're going to get into this, and I want you to receive it as unto the Lord. When you came to the house of the Lord this morning, what was the purpose in your heart? What did you really think? Did you say, well, it's my obligation to go to church and my obligation to be in the house of God, and therefore I'm going to go? Or did you say, well, I'm going to come to worship God. I've come to give Him glory. I've come to praise Him. Or did you say that I've come to sanctify myself and give myself unto the Lord? What was the reason or the purpose that you came to the house of the Lord today? I want you to pray for me. I'm really struggling with something within my soul and within my body this morning, but God wants you to have this, and I really want you to have it. The Bible said that him that cometh to me, he said, I will in no wise, I'll cast him aside or I'll cast him out. God said, I will not do that. Him that cometh, the word cometh again is a word that God has put within here that you have to come. You have to give yourself unto the Lord Jesus. It's a matter of coming unto Him and giving yourself unto Him today. And then the Word said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. In other words, God said, I will not. Now, He's talking unto the sanctified. He's talking unto those that has given themselves entirely unto Him, that has sanctified themselves, that have cleansed themselves through the atonement of the blood, and laid aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, the things that struggle, that we struggle with spiritually, thank you, Terry, and the things that we struggle with within our life today. God said that if you lay them same aside, I don't know what they are in your life. I know what they are in my life. I know what I struggle with within my spiritual life today. Somebody don't have to tell me, because the Holy Ghost tells me what is wrong within my life, in my doubt, or in my unbelief, or whatever it is. God speaks unto me, and I know what it is. The God of heaven will speak unto you the very same way today. As an individual, He will not let you to go and lose out your life with God unknowingly what is wrong within your spiritual life. You say, Pastor, I'm clean, I'm pure. No, nobody is really pure, and nobody is really clean unless their sins are under the blood. Then they become pure, they become set aside, and they become to the place where God becomes a God of I will do this if you will do it. I will never leave you. Now, if God is not in your life, it's not because He left, it's because you left, and because that you laid aside the faith and the integrity of the Lord Jesus Christ within your life. God does not leave His children nor His people when they become a child of God. Say amen. He doesn't do it. It's not found in the Word. It's not there. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I will not do it, but I will meet the need you have if you will sanctify your life unto me. Listen now. He said, lo, I will be with you always. Amen. I will be with you always. How many times in this life do we walk in our life and we feel like God's forsaken us, or God has turned aside, and we just can't find Him? Amen. Yeah, He just don't seem to be there. The Job said, he said, if I go to the highest of heaven, He's not there. If I go to the lowest hell, He's not there. If I go to the right of heaven, I can't find Him. Yeah, he said, I don't know where God is. That's the way we feel when we're going through a trial or a difficulty within our life. But listen, God said, I will be with you. I will be with you. I will not forsake you. And if Jesus dwells within your heart, within your spirit, or within your life today, He is there. He does not depart from you. The only way that you're going to get rid of Him is if you depart from Him. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never cast you aside. I died that you might have life, that you might have life more abundantly, and the only way that you can have life more abundantly, if you let me dwell within your heart, within your spirit, within your life today. Somebody say amen. This is so simple and yet so true today, that God said unto us. Now, He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. comfortless. How many have so felt so many times that you need to be comforted by your wife or by your husband or just by anybody? To come up and say, well, I want you to know I love you, I appreciate you, and I'm praying for you, and it's just a real comfort unto you. It's a comfort when your wife comes up, puts her arms around you, or your husband, vice versa, and they say, hon, I want you to know that I love you. There's a real comfort in that because you feel the nearness of that person within your life. Well, Jesus is the very same way today. I will not leave you comfortless when you feel uncomfortable. He said, all you have to do is wrap your arms around me. I'm there, and I will not leave you comfortless, but I will do what I say that I will do. God said, I will do it. Amen? It's a God of I will. Jesus is a God of I will unto those that are sanctified unto Him and given their life completely and solely unto Him. Now, him that cometh to God must what? Come on. Must believe. Say it again. Believe. Him that cometh to God must believe, and that he is a rewarder of them that will diligently seek him. How many of you have diligently sought the Lord? How many have you sought him in such a way that you pour out of your heart, you pour out of your spirit? You agonize before him and you actually slay this old carnal man in prayer and you lay it down at the altar, you crucify it, and you say, Lord, here am I give myself unto you. I belong to you, I'm not my own anymore, but God, I belong unto you, I give myself unto you. So listen, him that cometh to God must believe that he's a rewarder. What is the reward? The reward is that I will. I will. I will not leave you. I'll not forsake you. I'll not turn my back on you. I will not leave you. I will be there. I am a constant companion within your life. I will not leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you even unto the end of the world. Amen. Listen. Let me really say it real simply this morning that everybody can understand, everybody can believe. There was a leprous man in the Bible that came to Jesus. Now, this is as simple as you can make it. And he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. Now, the first thing was that he came. Amen. That he came. Amen. He didn't say, well, Lord, I know you're off there in the distance somewhere. And God, I know that you're probably somewhere in this world or whatever it is, but no, the Bible said that he recognized in his heart that Jesus could do something for him. And he said, Lord, if thou wilt, Lord, you can make me whole. Amen. What a faith that this man had in the Lord Jesus. And because of that, Jesus said, I will be thou made whole. And I will. How many of you today has come to that place like the leopard man and say unto the Lord, God, I know you will. No, Lord, I know you can. I don't really know if you want to do it or not. Or I don't know, Father, if you really think that I'm worthy of it. God, I don't know today that, Lord, you really do it anymore. And that's kind of the attitude we have with the Lord Jesus. But you got to come to him in a sanctified life and say, Lord, if thou will, I know you can do it. Amen. I know that you want to do it. I know that you will do it. God, I come to you. And I ask you in your name, in the name of Jesus, Father, just to do it. God, pour it out within my life today. And if we'll do that, God will honor a sanctified, set-apart life that is free from sin and things in our life that withhold us from God. Listen to this, how simple and how really simple that it is today. The little woman of old that came to Jesus and said unto him, if I could just touch you, Lord. God, if I could just touch you, Father. Jesus, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, Lord. I believe, God, that I'll be made every whit whole. Lord, if I can just touch you. How many feels that way today? You've got heartaches, you've got heart trouble, you've got cancer, you've got diabetes, you've got blood pressure problems, you've got habits in your life. You've got all of these things that are troubling you, and God loves you with all of that is within Him today. But how many of us has come and said, Lord, if I could just touch you, God. Lord, if I could just touch you today, amen. If I could, Lord, just touch you today. I'm here to tell you that Jesus said, I will, you can touch me today if you live a sanctified, set apart, holy life unto me. And if you will believe me, Jesus said, I will do it. I will meet the need in your life today. It is simple, folks. It's not a great thing or a big thing, or it's not something blowing out of proportion today. It's just a simple matter of believing that Jesus said, I'll do it, amen? I will do it if you'll only begin to trust and believe with me today. There are several things in the Bible that we really do believe today, but there are, that we accept fully. One of them is in John chapter 14 and 3, Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. Everybody believes that the Lord is coming again, but we put it off in the future, and it's not hard to believe something that hadn't already come to pass, and you know, it's not something that maybe we just feel like maybe it's going to happen right now, though it could happen right now. We believe that what Jesus said, but when it comes to believing God for our healing or for our children that are unsaved or for things within our church, when it comes to the place of believing God for that, it seems like that it's difficult for us to get a hold or to touch the hem of His garment. But Jesus said, I will do it. Amen. I will do it. I will pour out of my spirit if you'll only live a sanctified life, set apart life, if you'll only live for me, desire me, hunger for me, and deliberately search for me. Jesus said, I will do it. Amen. I will do it. Let not your heart be troubled. He said, let it not be afraid. He said, fear not, I am with thee, and no weapon that is formed against thee shall harm thee. This is what the Lord said. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have the petition we desire of Him. Now let me come to a conclusion here, and I'll tell you what God has really spoken unto me about. Revelation 3 and 21, He said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Revelation 22 and said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. John 14 and 3 said unto you, I will come again. Jesus said, I will come again. Amen. How many believes that today? I will come again. If you really believe that, listen to what the Lord really dealt with me about this morning. And I want you to listen carefully now. And I want you to lay aside all your doubts and unbelief. And I feel in my spirit there's a hindering. Somebody here is kind of hindering what I'm saying. But I'm saying unto you, it's all right. God's going to do it. But you listen to what Jesus said in Mark chapter 16. And he said unto me, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Listen, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following him. There's three things that Jesus said in these scriptures. Number one is you got to believe. Come on, now say amen. You got to believe. Number two, he said that you can have the Holy Ghost and you can speak in other tongues. Amen. Come on now, you that don't believe in tongues, you better believe the Word of God, because this is what God said. That the number two is that, let me just read what Jesus said, and he said, and they shall speak with a new tongue. That's what the Lord said. I didn't say it. Jesus said it unto you, and they shall speak with new tongue. And the third one says, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and what? they shall recover. Three things this morning. Here's what God really spoke unto me in just a term, and I expected something greater than what we have, but it's going to happen. Here's what the Lord spoke unto me. God said, stretch out thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies. The Lord spoke unto me and said, I want you to stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies. What is God's enemies today but sickness, doubt, unbelief, things that keep you from the Lord Jesus? God said, I want you to stretch out your hand against them things today, and I will do great and wondrous things if you'll only obey what I'm saying unto you. And what we're going to do this morning, by the grace of God, we're going to do exactly what Jesus said, that everybody that's sick here today, everybody that has a problem in your life, everybody, I don't care what it is, if it's cancer, if it's heart trouble, if it's diabetes, if it's a stomach problem, or it doesn't make any difference what it is, or if it's a spiritual problem, the Lord said, I want you to reach out your hand, and I want you to destroy by the wrath of that thing that is bothering my people. And we're going to pray for you this morning by the grace of God. We're going to have a prayer line this morning. Brother Leonard and I, Brother Jimmy and Dennis, we're going to be up here and we're going to pray for you that God will touch you, that God will heal you. Listen, we're not going to pray a long prayer. We're not going to make a scene out of this thing at all. All we're going to do is lay hands on you and believe God to reach down and to touch you. And it's up to you to receive what God wants you to have. Come on, say amen. Amen. It's up to you to if you want to receive, if you'll believe. See what that said? Only believe today. If you'll believe, God will do it. I'm going to ask Sister.
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message. And in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.